So, you have a Fast and Furious spinoff for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And I really put in a lot of work to get into the right mindset for a script like this.
Oh, you did a lot of research on cars, huh?
No, I took a lot of testosterone supplements I found on the black market.
Whoa, geez, okay, and that helped?
It did. I feel much more manly and aggressive. My pee is a healthy shade of dark red, and I can pretty much warg at will.
Oh my god.
So anyway, in this movie, we're gonna focus on Hobbs and Shaw, but they hate each other, you know, so it's just gonna be constant bickering. Didn't the last movie end with them chilling at the same family barbecue all friendly-like? So do you think I should have Hobbs and Shaw just be best friends and get along the whole movie and not sling insults at each other?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Well then, I guess you should get all the way off my back about how the last movie ended.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing, you big alpha male.
So anyway, in this movie, they have to go up against a dark shadow organization funded by dark money that operates on the dark web.
And what's their deal?
Well, I said they were dark. That means I don't have to explain a thing.
Right, that makes sense.
And they want to spread this virus around the world that turns people's insides to soup.
That doesn't seem so bad. I mean, that's where we put soup anyway.
Okay, but this would be bad though.
If you say so.
So anyway, at the beginning of the movie, this bad cyborg guy, Brixton, tries to steal the virus, and this MI6 agent, Hattie, injects it into herself and escapes.
Oh, Hattie, huh? What's her deal?
Oh, well, she's actually the sister of Deckard Shaw, so we're gonna have flashbacks, you know, of them both as kids pulling heists together.
Did you have someone in mind to play her?
I was thinking we could get Vanessa Kirby.
Wasn't she on that show The Crown about the Queen?
Right, that's her.
I mean, that show takes place in the 1940s. Isn't Vanessa Kirby like 90 years old now?
Well, actually, sir, period pieces aren't actually shot in the period they take place in. It's all pretend.
Oh, neat. I'm learning so much at this job.
Yeah, so she's like 30 years old.
Isn't Jason Statham in his 50s, though?
He is, yeah. So how can we have flashbacks of them both as children if he's several decades older than her?
I don't know, but we're gonna.
Fair enough. So anyway, she only has a couple of days before this virus activates in her bloodstream and kills millions of people.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so then Hobbs and Shaw get recruited to work together and save the day.
Who recruits them?
Well, I figure we could have Ryan Reynolds come play a CIA agent.
Oh, people like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, and he's gonna be a very serious, very somber kind of character, no-nonsense kind of guy.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. He's just straight up gonna do Deadpool.
Oh, people like Deadpool.
They do. And so how come they don't call the rest of the Fast and Furious squad to help out on this?
Well, this is a spin-off, so they're not in it.
Right, but they exist in this universe, right? Isn't this the kind of thing they'd help with?
Usually, yes, absolutely.
So we're gonna have a movie with world-ending stakes and just ignore the existence of a bunch of other heroic characters running around?
Marvel gets away with it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. They do. So anyway, they have to find a way to extract this virus, but this Brixton guy is gonna give them a real hard time. He's like a supervillain.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he has, like, live fight analytics, he's bulletproof, he has crazy good aim, unless he's aiming at something that's important to the story.
Very cool. Are there gonna be some cool action sequences?
You bet, and those were actually quite a challenge to write.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out how to spell pew, 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 but once I figured it out, it all went well.
Oh, figuring out how to spell pew, pew, pew is tight.
It is, yeah, thank you. So why does this Brixton guy want to spread the virus anyway? Well, he wants to wipe out weak people to improve the human race.
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's not, and you know, somebody tells him that's genocide, and he's like, genocide, schmenicide.
Wow, that is extremely— oh, wait, just a second. Hello?
Oh, who is it? Who's talking?
Wow, well, I'll let him know. Thank you very much.
What's going on?
That was Oscar, the head of the Oscars. They'd like to give you an Oscar for the best bad guy line of the past 10 years.
Oh, that all sounds so specific that it must be true.
Well, congrats.
Thanks.
So what else happens in the movie?
Well, the good guys need to find this Nobel Prize winning Russian scientist because he's the one who was forced to make the virus.
Oh, is it going to be tough to track him down?
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, they have a photo of him holding a Russian newspaper that's only sold at one newsstand in London, and for some reason, Shaw knows this.
Well, great, that is convenient.
Yeah, so they go to that newsstand and find him immediately.
That worked out fantastic.
It did. So then they go to this big old facility in the Ukraine, because there's a machine there that can extract the virus.
Okay.
And then there's gonna be this huge climactic fight sequence, and they're gonna escape just as everything's exploding around them and crumbling.
Wow, well, sounds like a great set piece to end the movie.
Yeah, it's certainly gonna feel like the end, but we're gonna keep going for an hour.
Oh, we are.
We are. So now the little machine is broken, and they have to fix it.
Yikes, so what do they do?
Well, they're like, man, we gotta get to Samoa right now.
Why do they need to go there?
Because Hobbs' brother, with whom he hasn't spoken in 25 years, lives there, and he's good at fixing cars. So the plan to stop this ticking time bomb device is to fly like 15 hours to Samoa because there's a guy there that was good with cars a quarter of a century ago.
That's right.
How do they even get a plane on such short notice?
Kevin Hart hooks it up.
That works. Yeah, so then there's gonna be a second big final fight with all these Samoan people that have no guns against Brixton's little army.
Man, it's gonna be hard for a bunch of unarmed Samoans to take
take on mercenaries.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, it turns out that Brixton and his guys use guns that are hackable, so with a little bit of sexy hacking, they can't use them for like 6 or 7 minutes.
Well, great.
So then there's gonna be this big thing where a bunch of cars latch onto each other and Hobbs is on the last one holding a helicopter with a chain.
Oh, that is ludicrous.
No, it's Dwayne Johnson.
Never mind.
And then Hobbs and Shaw are gonna learn to work together and take down Brixton.
Wow, 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 wow.
And Hobbs is gonna be like, brother, you may have all the technology in the world, but we have heart.
Oh. What's going on? You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm lactose intolerant, and that was a lot of unexpected cheese.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. It's just a play on words, so it'll pass.
So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, and maybe just try to shove some pop culture references in there so people know we're hip.
I know just the thing to shove in there unprompted.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.